Hello, this is Francisco.
Hey, Francisco. This is Dan Nelson with Local Splash in the Google Guarantee Department.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great, sir. How you doing this Tuesday?
Not good. Trying to get things done, right?
Yeah, right. Countdown to Friday's on, brother. Another day in paradise.
Correct.
Yes, sir. So I'm pulling up your account now. So it's Life Painting LLC, correct?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Have you heard of Google Guarantee before? Do you already know how it works?
Well, pretty much I got the you know, the basics of it, you know, like not 100% everything, but, you know, just something to get my mind wrapped around.
Okay, so let me tell you what it is, okay? It's a pay-per-lead program directly through Google, and it's the best lead program on the market currently. Okay, and here's why. So with Google Guarantee, these leads are only sent to you. So you don't, like, share the lead with other companies.
Yep.
And it comes through via phone call.
Okay.
Now, the kicker on it, and this is really why it's so popular, okay, you only pay for qualified leads. Meaning, when that lead calls you, if you schedule an appointment with the lead, like if you schedule an estimate, or if you give them pricing, if you quote them over the phone, those two things are considered qualified leads that you would be charged for. If it's anything other than that, like out of your radius, you know, a solicitation call, a service you don't provide, or you never speak to the person, you're automatically not charged for those leads. It's nothing you have to do on your end.
Okay. So what if it's a project that I do and stuff like that, and they don't answer? Like, I give them a call and they don't answer. Like,
so it's not you giving them a call. They're going to call you directly from the Google Guaranteed platform. Like, it'll come through on your phone as LSA lead, right? And the way Google determines if it's qualified or unqualified is it's going to be monitored by, like an AI, so, like, Google bots. And it won't be your phone number. It's a Google rotating number that forwards to your phone, right? So that AI will automatically pick up if it's qualified or unqualified. So if you pick up the phone and they're not speaking, right? That's not a qualified lead. You would automatically not be charged for that. So you would have to literally, like, schedule an estimate. Like, let's say they call and they're like, hey, can you paint my entire house? You know, can you come out Friday at 2 p.m.? And you schedule the appointment. Well, the AI will pick that up. Now,
get those calls or messages from that saying, hey, I currently don't live in the residence, but I want to get my house painted. I'm currently in the hospital and stuff like that. Those are, like, I've been getting those a lot.
Just really?
Of the internet and stuff like that. So,
okay.
You know,
so
those
do
things
you schedule an estimate with those leads that come?
I mean, I can tell right away when it's like a scam or something like that, pretty much.
Saying, right.
Like, hey, I'm not in the current residence, you know, and I used to purchase a home in this town, and I would like for you to go give an estimate and get it as soon as possible so I can pay you guys, you know, like, and also can you guys also do me a favor and pay the, like, flooring guys and stuff like that?
Yeah, I've heard of that stuff. Like, they'll be like,
yeah,
hey,
so,
I'll Cash App you and you send it back to me or something, like, something weird like that.
Bullshit. I mean,
yeah,
I haven't got any, you know, like, I haven't done anything like that because I'm aware of that shit, but...
Right.
Like, I just don't want to, you know, like, get those type of phone calls, you know, like...
Well, if you did, you're not charged for that lead because you're not going to schedule an estimate with that lead. You know what I'm saying? But to answer your question, in the case that did happen, right, where let's say you didn't know about that stuff, and you schedule an estimate, you're like, yeah, man, I'll come out Friday. Yeah, Cash App. Yeah, whatever, you know? And if you schedule an estimate, what we can do is we could dispute the lead manually. So it would automatically be charged because you scheduled an estimate, but we can send that to Google and say, hey, this was a scam, you know? But what I'd recommend to you, I mean, you're a smart guy, like just don't schedule an estimate with those type of people.
No, obviously not. You know?
I think it's rarely going to happen if it does happen, but in that case, to answer your question, you wouldn't be charged unless you scheduled an estimate with them.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So I have a question. So how much are usually the leads?
I can give you the exact amount. So for painting, okay, and I have multiple companies on painting, Google Guarantee doesn't have its own painting vertical, like painting category. So what we do is we put you guys under the handyman vertical and turn the painting leads on, right, is the way it would work. And I'll go over the requirements for that in a second, but the cost per qualified lead for the handyman vertical with turning painting leads on, it's $44 per qualified lead.
Okay. And that's, and that doesn't matter how big the project is?
It doesn't, no. So what will happen is in handyman, we would turn on painting, indoors, painting, outdoors. If you do drywall too, we could turn those on as well. But let's just say it's just painting indoor, painting outdoor. Whether you schedule an estimate for like a one room paint job or like, you know, multiple houses, right? It's the same lead fee. It's going to be $44 per qualified lead.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, yeah, I'm totally interested in, getting started on that.
Okay, well, let me first off go, let me check the requirements for you. So the main reason they call it Google Guaranteed, okay, isn't just because it's guaranteeing you leads. It's actually called that because it's guaranteeing the potential client of your work, okay? So Google is telling that client they vetted you. I see that licensing is not required for your vertical and area, but insurance is. So is the company currently insured?
Yeah.
Perfect. All right. Awesome. Also, Google requires on any face-to-face employees. In other words, if you have like a big crew of guys, Francisco, but you're the main person talking to the clients, it'll just be you. You would have to go through a background check. Would that be fine?
Yeah, that's fine.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. I always feel awkward asking that one, but I have to.
I'm not a criminal, man.
Right. I've had some clients that are, you know, so I have to ask. But, yeah. you're good. So background check is good. You're insured. So you definitely qualify. Now, so the cost per qualified lead for the handyman vertical, turning the painting leads on, right, it's $44 per qualified lead. Again, you have to schedule an estimate with that lead or quote them over the phone in order for it to be considered a qualified lead. Now, Google does require a minimum budget, okay? This is to guarantee you up to 13 leads. You can always set a higher budget if you'd like. Like, I have a guy in New York. He takes on 200 leads a month. So the sky's the limit. But the minimum I'm required to tell you about for 13 leads, that's at $574. Now, whatever lead budget you set, the way it works, Francisco, is it does roll over. So let's say you do the minimum requirement at 13 qualified leads, right? And you take on 13 qualified leads. You schedule an estimate with each lead that calls. The following month, you'll be charged $574 to replenish your lead budget. Okay? Now, let's say I'm just going to use one lead as an example, just to make the math easier on myself. Let's say you take on one qualified lead and you decide to pause your lead for whatever reason. You're booked out, you're on vacation, or let's say you only got one qualified lead that month, right? The following month, you're not charged $574, you're only charged for that one lead you took on, the $44. Does that make sense?
So you're saying that, okay, like I just started with the program and I get my first lead.
Mm-hmm.
And if I get just one lead in the whole month, I won't get charged $500? Or what are you trying to say?
What I'm trying to say is, so we don't charge the lead budget until we finish the Google Guaranteed application process. And I'll explain that in a second. But after you're approved, right, you're going to get a phone call, an email, and a text verification, making sure you're ready to turn your leads on. When you give us the thumbs up on that, right, you'll be charged the $574, and then you have 13 leads in the bank, right? Like 13 qualified leads in the bank. So what
so
I'm saying...
So you will send me 13 leads as soon as I get the verification.
It won't be like instantaneous. No, you're gonna get 13 qualified leads. That's for the month if you do a minimum budget requirement.
So, and that will be for free because I've already paid those $500 and something, right?
What do you mean? Yeah. The $574 is for your leads. So like. When you pay the $574, right, you have 13 leads in the bank. They get that number by going 44 times 13, basically. Okay?
Right.
So what happens, like, let's say you take on 6 qualified leads for the month, and you pause them, or let's say you only got 6 that month. The following month, you're not charged $574, you're charged 44 times 6 to replenish that lead budget. Does that make sense?
But I'm not paying those $500, right?
You are. So you're paying the $574 after you're approved. Let me explain it like this. We don't charge that lead budget till we finish the Google Guaranteed application process, right? So that's where we submit your insurance, we run the background check, okay? After you're approved, we're gonna call you. You'll get a text and an email too. But what'll happen is we'll say, hey, you're approved for Google Guaranteed. Are you ready to turn your leads on? When you give us the okay on that, the $574 will be charged and you'll have 13 qualified leads in the bank.
Okay, but those 13 leads, because I already paid those $574, I'm not going to pay $44 in every single lead that I get.
You will. It'll take from your $574 that you already paid. So it'll take from your budget.
So it's like minus 44. Is that what you're trying to say?
From your budget. So you won't, when you pay the $574, you're not going to be charged anything again until the next month where you have to replenish your lead budget.
Okay.
So, does that make sense?
So let's say, obviously, I already have those, 13 leads secure, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I only take, like you said, 6. The next month, I'm not going to get charged for the other 6, but I'm only going to get 6 leads in that month?
No. So you won't get charged. So your remaining budget would roll over, right? So 574 is for 13 leads. You get 6 leads, right? What will happen is the next month you're going to get charged, here I'll pull it up, $264 to get you back up to $574 so you have 13 leads in the bank for that month.
Right. But I already paid for those, right?
Yes.
I'm not going to pay enough.
Correct.
Okay.
Google's requirement is you need to have a budget allocation for 13 leads. For the month. Like, that's like their minimum budget allocation for Google Guaranteed, right? So that's why you have to, that's why it replenishes. Now, if you're doing like 100 leads, well, you can run those leads until you basically get down to 13 again for the month. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's an amazing platform. Like, since we started this, we have 100% retention rate on our Google Guaranteed accounts. Like, it's the business, and it's the fairest program. Like, let's say this hasn't happened to any of my Google Guaranteed clients, but let's say you got 0 leads for the month, right? The next month, you're charged $0 because you took 0 leads on. Does that kind of clarify how that works?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Now, let me talk to you about this application process. So what we send in writing is this process can take 4 to 8 weeks, okay? I'm the main person that sets Google Guaranteed up here, though. When you get everything to us ASAP, like I'm talking day one, Usually we have you approved in about 2 to 3 weeks, realistically. Okay?
Okay.
We do not charge your lead budget until we finish the Google Guaranteed application process and you gave us the thumbs up to turn the leads on. Okay? We do charge a one-time application fee for Google Guaranteed. So this isn't like a renewal fee. You pay this one time. You never, ever have to pay it again. That's for just $250.
That's today, right?
Yeah, so that would be when you're ready to start this application. Correct.
Okay. Sounds good. And how would I be able to send you guys my information?
Like, you're gonna get, no, you're gonna get an application form that gets submitted directly to Google. So give me one quick second. What I'm doing first is I sent you an email titled Google Guaranteed. Okay. What I'm doing right now is I'm replying to that email with your vertical, your cost per qualified lead, what the minimum budget requirement is. And I'm going to copy and paste all the subcategories in your vertical too. That way you have them in writing. Okay, and I'll highlight the painting verticals, okay, or subcategories. Give me just one quick second here. Da-da-da-da-da. Handyman. All right. You're going to, just a heads up on the subcategories, you're going to see a bunch of other stuff. If you do like drywall or anything else that's on there, you definitely can turn it on too. But typically my painters just turn the painting ones on and it works out really, really good too. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So I just sent that to you now. Now I do have to also, I'm going to schedule a Google Guaranteed onboarding appointment. This is where you're going to meet like your lead technician, the person managing your leads. They just want to meet you. They'll go over like how many leads you want daily, weekly, monthly. Could always start at that minimum budget too, like I mentioned. And very, very important, they're going to be able to push your application through, which I will have submitted to you here shortly via text and via email as well. Okay?
Okay.
Now, I want to tell you this too, Francisco. Even though I am not your lead technician, okay, I am super active in my Google Guaranteed accounts. So I'm sending you my direct line and extension right now, too.
Okay.
One quick second. All right, here it comes. My extension's super easy to remember. It's 711. All right. All right. Now
I don't remember.
Oh, no worries, man. Just save it in your phone. I just texted it to you right now. So you could always just say Daniel Nelson even, and it'll go directly to me.
Okay.
All right. So before I get your Google Guaranteed onboarding appointment scheduled, and I have that application sent to you via text and via email, for the one-time application fee, are we going to be using the same card you have on file with us?
Yes.
All right, perfect. So give me one second. Let me just assign Google Guaranteed to your account.
So I don't see the application on here.
Oh, it's going to automatically trigger after I add Google Guaranteed to your account. So you're going to get an email here shortly. It'll say your Google Guaranteed campaign has begun. And it'll have a bunch of stuff on there, but the main thing is the link to the application will be there. All right,
okay.
So give me one quick second. I just got to attach it. When we first started offering this, I used to have to message billing to do all this stuff. So I told my boss, I was like, man, you just got to give me access to do it.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's right.
All right, so let me save that. Alright, add, hold on, let me refresh. Edit subscription. Yeah, you can imagine, man, when like, cause when billing be busy and stuff, they gotta do everything I'm doing right now, so sometimes it take them forever, you know? So I was like, man, just give me access.
Yeah, I mean, at least it's invoices for you guys, you know, like you're collecting money.
Right. And you could, cause your business, right, you could write it off as taxes too, so you wanna save all those invoices, you know?
Yeah, that's right. Gotta have them on file.
Yes, sir. All right. So Google Guaranteed campaign has begun. That is triggering to you right now via email. So it should come through very shortly here. What I'm going to do, too, is I'm going to send you a text with the application, too. So you have it there. And I'm going to copy and paste it in our current email thread as well. That way you have it in all three spots. Okay. Now I'm going to explain a few things on there too with you in just one second. I lost my voice over the weekend. I'm starting to get it back though.
Yeah, you had a party, a wild party or what?
No. I coach football. So I coach high school and I coach a youth team too. And I actually lost it at the youth game. What's that?
Is this your side gig during the morning?
Oh, this is my main gig. Yeah, this is what pays the bills and keeps my wife happy, you know?
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so my wife actually works for the same company, too. It's funny.
I feel like she's the one that recommends you, right?
No, I actually met her here. So I started here about 6-7 years ago, and I met her here at Local Splash. Yeah, it's crazy.
Wow. Local Splash is... they should have paid for you guys' wedding.
Right. I feel the same way, man. But it's funny because I had my manager was at the wedding, you know, and another lady that worked with like a bunch of people from work. And I was, you know, you talk after whatever. And I was like, man, you know, when I first met her, I was like, this is a sexual harassment. But I was just kidding around. Everybody laughed, you know, because she was kind of like my boss, you know, when I first started. But I was just playing around.
Wow.
Okay, so what I did you get those applications?
Yes, so I got one through a message and one through the email. So I went on the email one. It says, what is your first and last name? It's asking all my information.
Perfect. Okay, so a few things I want to explain on there, okay? Licensing is not required for your vertical and area. So where it says business license, okay, what you're going to want to do is just put NA for non-applicable, okay?
So that's for what? You said for which one?
Where it says business license. Let me pull it up real fast. I'll tell you exactly which number it's on.
It says, what is your business license number?
Yes. Yeah, so right there, you would just put NA for non-applicable.
NA? N dot A?
N dash A. If you put dot A, though, it'll be fine. They'll know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Okay, and then it'll be the same thing on the expiration date for the business license. You just put NA there as well.
Expiration. Okay. Got it.
Okay. Now, a few other things I need to tell you about on there. Regarding the background check, okay, Google has two entities that do it. One is Pinkerton. If Pinkerton is doing your background check, no other information other than what's on the application is needed. If Evident is doing your background check, okay, they're going to require you to scan the front and back of your driver's license. So just have that with you.
Okay.
Okay. Now, do you have like a bunch of employees?
No. I mean, no. I only have two.
You only have two. Okay. What I'd recommend to you, okay, Google doesn't have like a van driving around, like checking up on this. So when you see where it says total number of field workers, it should be number 17. Just to make the application process faster, you can just put zero.
Okay,
and I promise you, I have all kinds of clients do it, and it works out perfect. I even had a client, they have like 50 employees. You put zero, and it just gets it approved way faster, because then you don't have to run the background on each employee, you know?
Correct.
All right.
Okay.
Perfect. Now, I'm going to also get your onboarding appointment
scheduled.
Quick
question.
Yes, you bro.
I'm seeing this on the application. What is the three Bs? It says, is the business a BB accredited?
Yeah, so that's like the Better Business Bureau. If you have an accreditation with them, you want to put yes, because we'll list that on the Google Guaranteed.
How do you know that?
You would be paying them. So to be accredited with the BBB, you got to pay them. Yeah, so it's probably a no.
Yeah.
What
is the business monthly budget for the GG program?
So if you're going to do the minimum budget requirement, you want to put $574.
That's the minimum, right?
That's the minimum. Yes, sir.
And, I mean, what if, let's say I want to take a whole month off and...
Just pause your leads. So you can pause your leads by texting, emailing, or calling.
And I won't get charged the whole month, right?
Yeah, nothing. Correct.
Okay. All right, well, I'm actually filling this up right now.
You're the man. I'm going to schedule your onboarding appointment too, okay? This is where they'll be able to push your application through, and they'll let you know if it's Evident or Pinkerton doing the background check. And then they'll send you like some more personalization emails too, just to get your Google Guaranteed profile exactly how you want it. What time tomorrow works best for you for that onboarding?
Probably like around 4.
4 o'clock. All right, give me one quick second. Ooh, you're in Washington. Would 3 p.m. work?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, perfect. We just schedule a 30-minute window, so it's a pretty fast appointment, okay?
Okay.
You're going to get an email calendar invite right now. It'll say Local Splash LSA Onboarding Appointment. Get used to that LSA term, too, because that's how the leads will come through on your phone. Is it will say LSA lead. Okay. Now, side note too, you're going to have an added section in your dashboard under leads, which will say paid leads. Okay. And that will show you every single lead that came through, and it's going to say next to it paid or unpaid, which essentially means qualified or unqualified. Okay.
Okay.
And if you forget all this stuff, brother, just call me, and I could always walk you through it, too, you know?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. So I got you scheduled tomorrow at 3 p.m. You'll get an email and a text reminder 1 hour before the appointment, okay?
Okay.
And, I'll try to be available to introduce you to the technician. If I'm on the phone with another client, though, they'll just call on their own to make sure we don't miss the appointment, okay?
Perfect.
All right, awesome. Okay, so yeah, try to get that application through as soon as possible. That way they can start creating the profile for you, okay?
Yeah, I'm working on it right now, so I'll probably get it done in a couple minutes.
Perfect. I'll make them aware to look out for it, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, you're awesome. All right, Francisco, congratulations, and we will talk to you tomorrow. Oh, one more thing. Hold on, life painting. Oh, you're good. The minimum requirement for reviews on Google Guaranteed, you need 5. You already have 14, so you're good to go there.
Perfect. No worries.
All right. Awesome. Have a great rest of your day, and I will talk to you tomorrow, okay?
Thank you.
All right,
looking forward to that.
All right.
Yep. Bye-bye.